sun like ours. Planet Ariel with its atmosphere. It's a perfectly balanced little solar system.
If we go into orbit, what does that do to your sense of symmetry, Victor?
Oh, if we go into orbit, I shan't care about symmetry.
Providing, of course, that planet proves to be as well endowed as computer predicts.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, main mission. Come in, Alan.
Planet Ariel's atmosphere looks like pea soup from up here.
It is, Alan. The oxygen content is more than 4 times that of Earth.
You should monitor Eagle surface temperatures carefully as you enter the atmosphere.
Heat shields at maximum. Stand by to fire your retros in 30 seconds.
Computer's flight plan for their descent to the planet's surface.
No problems?
No problems.
All right, Paul, put it through to the onboard computer, would you?
I have scanner contact. Alien object approaching. Alien object closing fast. It's homing on me. It's some kind of missile. Shake it off!
Alan! Alan!
We're alive, Commander. It hasn't gone off. It's just attached itself.
Eagle 2 and Eagle 7, return to base. Paul, evacuate all personnel from Launch Pad 1. Crash unit, stand by.
Approaching now for final descent.
All right, Alan. We won't take any chances. We'll bring you in on automatic. Eagle 7, stand clear. Alan, Pad 1 is sealed off.
As soon as you land, skip all touchdown procedures and get clear as quickly as you can.
Fine, Commander. So far, it hasn't made a move.
Well, my guess is it won't. At least not until you bring it home. All right, Paul, bring him in.
Thank you.
the scanners?
Nothing. Can't get any readings at all.
Density? Radiation?
And the object resists any remote analysis technique we have.
We'll have to bring it in.
An intelligent civilization with an atmosphere similar to Earth's sees Earthman approaching and tries to prevent him. So by creating a diversion and a continuing mystery, he does just that. Plausible?
Yes. And why?
Well, maybe to gain time to find out more about us.
Prevent us from finding out anything about them.
Let the professor prod it about as much as he likes. Don't let's waste any more time in getting back to that planet.
If we go into orbit around that sun, we'll have all the time we need.
Eleanor, we don't know if we're going into orbit any more than we know whether this thing is friendly or hostile. And even if it is some kind of an invitation card, I think we've got to play this step by step. Anything so far, Victor?
Not much, I'm afraid. Weight 428, diameter 0.86 of a meter, temperature ambient, radiation zero, composition still unknown.
Inert?
Oh, totally.
Casualties. Victor, analyze that gas sooner than possible. Paul, red alert. Evacuate the technical section, seal it off, then open its airlocks to the surface. Come on.
Sealed off and ventilated.
Good. Kano, can computer assess the total capacity of that object?
At the present rate of expansion, Commander, not less than infinite.
Pressure in the technical area was up by 80 before we could activate the airlocks. It couldn't get out fast enough.
Diameter, less than a meter. Weight, 428. That's impossible.
So it's made its move.
Commander, we are being invaded.
John, John! It's air! That thing's brought us air!
Sunrise, blue sky, an atmosphere. We've got an atmosphere.
Gravity is increasing, Paul. By the time we go into orbit, it will be almost the same as Earth's.
Kano, has computer analyzed my data yet? Computer's telling us nice stories today.
Computer never tells
stories. John?
So far, so good. Of course, I can only test for elements that we know and can identify. There may be some things that our instruments don't register.
And what about ultraviolet? That was your main concern.
The atmosphere begins to thin off rapidly at 20,000. Now, on Earth, that would hardly be enough to act as a filter. But here, I think we're going to be all right.
But the final test is to breathe it, right?
And live in it.
Attention, everyone. Dr. Russell is satisfied, as far as she can tell from processed data, that the atmosphere out there is breathable and safe. Now, what I'd like now are two volunteers to go out there and make sure. Sandra, Paul. Now, I want you to remember that this is the final stage of a scientific program. It's not a joyride. However, Kano, along with everything else, I'd like you to run a constant check on their joy levels.
Confirm airlock pressure equalized with atmosphere.
Confirmed, Paul. You're clear to move out now.
You're now breathing more air than oxygen, and the pressures inside and outside your suits are equal. How do you feel?
I feel fine.
My pulse rate is increasing.
Yes, I'm monitoring that. Chalk that up to the excitement.
Smells very good.
Like what?
Like country air.
Worry about sitting in drafts.
Well, we've simply exchanged one set of problems for another.
I'm having trouble calculating our seasonal variations, but just instinctively, I'd say it was spring.
Away from Alpha. Away from sensors, monitors, and computers. We have done the longest tour of duty ever. We deserve a break.
Not exactly home.
I am happy with anything that gets me out of Alpha.
It makes you look at things in a different light.
Sunlight?
No more than that. If this is the end of one life, we have to start to build a new one. To live like human beings again.
Do you know which earthly sound I miss most in the silence of space?
Birdsong? In there, cooped up, there are thoughts we just can't allow ourselves to think.
This old moon could become our new Earth. We could settle and build outside Alpha. We could fertilize the lunar dust and raise crops.
All we need is a rainfall.
Well, we can make that.
air here is rotten with humidity. All we've got to do is to start the cycle, sowing cloud-forming crystals in the sky.
Victor, it took 25 years to reclaim the Sahara Desert. Right out there is a planet that already supports some kind of civilization. I think our priority has to be to establish whether it can or will support us.
Become circular lakes. Oh, John, it's going to be a beautiful new world. Wait a minute. How long will it take? How hard will it rain?
Victor, those circular lakes will look wonderful. But Alpha is built in a crater. And if it rains as hard as you hope it will, right at the bottom of one of those lakes will be Moon Base Alpha. This expedition will be under the overall command of Dr. Russell. Our brief is straightforward. We've been combing the universe, searching for a new Earth. And now, suddenly, thanks to our mysterious friends on the planet Ariel, we found it. Right here under our very noses. Now, the job ahead for these people is to find the best place in which to live so that we may begin our new life, our new future. I'd like you to join me now in wishing them good luck.
Yes.
Take care of yourselves.
Good luck!
Bye.
Come back soon!
Good luck!
Nice heavy rain cloud forming over the Taurus Mountains.
Fine. Not much evidence of rainfall.
How are you feeling back there?
Air sick. That's why I opted for the space program. And this data transmitter is beginning to act like a primitive crystal set.
Computer can't read much of this data. There's too much interference.
We've got all the filters in. It's the best we can get.
They must be flying into an electric storm or something. An atmosphere is a mixed blessing.
Not for me, it isn't.
Communications are bad, Commander. We're back to the static and crackle of Earth.
Now we're really flying. This is Eagle 2-8. I'm getting severe turbulence on the run-up to the Taurus Mountains. I'm going over the top.
Come in, Eagle 2-8. We're not receiving you, 2-8. But if you can hear me, Alan, your orders are to return to base immediately.
Alpha, we're in trouble. Come in, this is Eagle 2-8. Do you read me?
Keep trying.
Eagle 2-8, Come in, Eagle 2-8.
I want their exact position.
We're losing power. Main boosters.
Main boosters.
Malfunction.
Backup power.
Backup power. Malfunction. All systems out. Crash position.
Eagle 2-8, come in. Eagle 2-8, do you copy? Eagle 2-8, come in. Come in, Eagle 2-8. Eagle 2-8, come in.
All contact lost with onboard computer.
Eagle 2-8, come in, Eagle 2-8. Eagle 2-8, do you copy? Come in. Eagle 2-8, come in.
Tunnel, I want every Eagle fueled and ready for liftoff. I want photographs, every inch within a radius of 500 miles of the last position. Victor, divide the sector into 28 zones. Matthias.
Yes, Commander?
Load Eagle 1 with medical supplies and rescue equipment. You're coming with me.
Eagle 9 to pad 1. Eagle 12 to pad 3.
Eagle 2-4 to pad 5.
Eagle 1-9 to pad 1.
Lift off, Eagle 12. Elevator locked in pad 4. You're clear to go, Eagle 1-4.
1-4 to main mission. We have ignition and liftoff.
Main mission to Eagle Fleet. Wind is southwesterly at 210 and falling to strength 3. Dust is still the problem over the search area, but good luck.
No, let's not move her yet. She has severe concussion. With concussion, you can never tell. If there are no complications, she'll be all right.
Every transistor, every condenser, not one of them isn't blown.
The lightning. It must have blown out every circuit in the ship.
That means we're totally dependent on Alpha to find us. Paul, why don't you give Alan a hand getting us some air? She'll be all right.
Look, we got enough food to last us a fortnight. It's about 30 gallons of drinkable water in the tanks. And with 27 serviceable Eagles back at the base, I'll lay you even money. Finding us is a piece of cake.
Come on.
We're directly over the last point of radar contact, Command.
Not much of a new world, is it? Much of a place to be lost in.
Doctor?
Some camouflage, eh?
They're never gonna see us here.
They've run out of daylight. The last Eagle is returning to base.
Have them refuel immediately.
Hey, John, it's looking promising. The moon's curving in nicely towards an orbital station around our new sun. Gravitational influence continues to increase to a high point which we'll reach 8 days from now.
A 50-50 chance of going into orbit, right?
Oh, it's...
And if we don't go into orbit, conditions on that surface will deteriorate rapidly. Also right.
Hey, how many times does a man got a shift before he gets some breakfast around here?
Protassic acid. Tanks have smashed, and it's eaten its way into everything. Food, medical supplies, and the water.
Why was it stored anywhere near the food?
It wasn't. The impact must have carried it into the cargo section along with the main motor. We're probably lucky it didn't explode right away.
Lucky?
Come on, Alan, take it easy. We've still got survival rations.
Oh, yeah. And about half a drop of uncontaminated water. Great. It's 120 degrees in the shade out there. What's that going to do to Sandra with a high fever, huh? She needs all the water she can get.
Right, and you make sure the next time they fly over, they can see us, okay?
Let's get this gear outside. We've got to start making some kind of marker.
Eagle 1-5 is grounded, Commander.
Grounded?
Apparent seizure of the lateral stabilizers. So far, 5 Eagles have reported similar faults.
Now, look, Connor, we can't afford faults. We spent months drifting through space, and those technicians have nothing to do but sit on their backsides. Now I need every Eagle I can get. What happens? Half of them go lame. Get those technicians moving, Connor. Get them moving! No Eagle is grounded until I say so. Now go on.
John, they're breaking their necks in the technical section.
So they should.
Listen, you've got to face the possibility we may not find them at all.
We've got to find them, Victor. We've got to find them.
You'll die out here. 120 degrees by day and freezing by night.
Well, you rooted pretty hard for the crazy idea of settling out here instead of going down to the planet aerial.
No one reckoned on you flying into a cloud bank for your kicks.
Come on, let's save our energy.
Make that 3.
Now, Paul and I'll share one.
If we don't survive, Sandra won't make it.
There must be something we can do.
Like walk?
No systems malfunction indicated.
Carno, stop him. For heaven's sake, stop him! Bring him back!
Can anything function on this base?
Something we don't know about in the atmosphere, coupled with incessant flying through fine particles of moon dust, caused very rapid corrosion. Your control system's just seized.
Now, Victor, you say every Eagle is affected?
Yes, but we found that parts coated with a graphite compound won't corrode.
Now, how long will it take to strip down one Eagle and graphite every exposed surface?
Technical estimate, 3 days. They've started already.
They'll have to do it in two. Now, I don't know whether this is friend or foe, but let's get it out of here, all right?
You're getting better.
You're going to be all right.
I thought we had found our home.
We will. We will.
But...
Shh. Shh. I'll find you some more to drink.
Has it rained?
Yes, it rained.
Paul? Sandra?
Where's Paul?
Gone to fetch water.
Paul said it had rained.
He did. Oh, yes.
Was it much?
No. Not really, just more of a promise of things to come.
New city of Alpha. You'll be cooler up here when the sun's up. It gets whatever breeze is going.
Thank you, Paul. But I...
We've found our home. We're the first Earthmen. This is our Garden of Eden.
To begin the human race all over again. It's a nice thought, Paul.
Hey, you're a regular pioneer. Where'd you get the steam to be up all night?
Breakfast?
What is it?
Manna. Food from heaven. Or perhaps from the people on the planet Ariel, if you prefer.
Wait a minute. Where did it come from?
Over there, under the rocks. It's growing like mushrooms.
Oh, we have no way of analyzing, of testing it. We can't eat it until...
But I've already tested it.
You've eaten it? Sandra?
Not yet. We were waiting until you joined us. The change in Sandra's condition is born of hope. But man shall not live by hope alone.
Paul. We have to be careful.
Oh, look, it doesn't seem to have done him any harm. I mean, if he put this little lot together overnight, he must have got the strength from somewhere. The way I see it is, it's no accident that the moment I lie down to die, this stuff literally appears in front of my nose. Look, it could be months before they find us out here. Every time we clear a signal area, the dust covers it up again. Maybe we'll never even see another eagle. Yesterday, we were dying without hope. Today, we not only have hope, but sustenance as well.
Hey, I say, don't knock it, Doc.
There's no alternative. We either eat it or die.
Look, let's stick to the ration cubes for breakfast while I do what tests I can. And then if it's all right and you're still all right, we'll all try it.
How long will that take?
Lunchtime.
Just in case it is okay. I'm going mushroom.
Hey, John. You want to look at it that much? You should have left it in the technical section.
You don't have to tell me, Victor. That phony cheerfulness tells me. We're not going into orbit, right?
Well, no. No, we should have gone to the planet after all.
Somehow, I don't think I like the people.
They gave us air.
Right. Which will turn into an ice cap the moment we pass beyond the warmth of Ariel's sun. And Alpha will be crushed to death. What's happening with a corrosion-proof eagle? Ready to go.
Nice liftoff, Commander.
No problems here, Kano. We're clearing Alpha now on 240.
And we shall build farms first, and then will come the roads and the streets. And slowly the community will have a heart, an urban heart of great buildings. It'll be the capital of our new civilization.
I'm not sure that it's safe, but I think maybe we should try.
Of course.
I'll do some more tests when we get back.
We're not going back. We're staying right here to begin our new life. None of this happened by chance. We're given an atmosphere. A freak electrical storm and we're cut off. A freak dust storm and we're buried. A moment of near starvation and food is sent from the heavens. Oh, no. The people of that planet have a sense of purpose. And I believe we have one now. This land will flow with milk and honey. We will build and settle and bring up children. We'll multiply. Like the people of old Peru, who spread the human race across the Pacific in fragile rafts, so will we launch forth into space and spread humanity from solar system to solar system. That was sacred bread, Alan. That was sent to us in our time of need.
Paul, wait a minute. That...
Pick it up.
Dr. Russell, the people of the planet Ariel are here again. It is a second coming.
Atmospheric pressure is falling rapidly, Commander.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Those satellites are back.
Commander, 15 degrees left.
Spacesuits, Commander. The atmosphere is thinning fast.
No time.
Commander, I'm all right. It's Sandra. She needs help. She's in a shack over there.
Sandra. Leave her alone! There's no time for
it. I said leave her alone!
We have laid the foundation stone of mankind's future. Sandra and I.
Sandra, come on. Come on, Sandra.
A food substance, amazingly rich in second-class protein and many of the essential vitamins. We could grow almost limitless crops once we've removed all the hallucinating elements.
I'm sorry I didn't discover that sooner, Paul.
Oh, I'm not. It wasn't a bad trip, except for the ending.
It's at times like that you find out who your friends are, Paul.
Commander! There's movement on the alien object.
Let's see it.
It's leaving us. The sooner the better.
We were neither benevolent nor malevolent, Commander Koenig. Our absolute need was to prevent you from penetrating the atmosphere of our planet. So we gave you what you wanted, in the hope that you would not further disturb us.
Can you hear me?
And understand your thoughts.
Then you must have known we came in peace.
We believe your intentions.
But we have been watching the progress of your world since the beginning of time.
Human nature is such that we could not afford to take the risk.